From the streets of San Antonio, straight to your wallet, it's Jake's 2 cents on Jake of All Trades.
Hey listeners, welcome to an episode of Fact versus Fiction on the Jake of All Trades show. I'm your host, Jake Rivas, and we are here to help you make smart choices with your money. On today's Fact versus Fiction, our fictional statement goes a little something like this. Well, I have to contribute to my retirement account, my IRA, by the end of the year in order for me to get the tax benefit when I file my taxes. Actually, this is not true. And this is one of the ways that creative tax planning can come into play. There are certain types of retirement accounts that actually let you fund them after the end of the year, but before you file your tax return. So if we all think about the timeline that we have to work with, here we are. It's toward the end of 2019. We're approaching December. That means at the end of the year, we all know starting in January and February, you're going to start getting your W-2s and all your other tax documents in the mail, which means it's time to file tax return. Tax returns are due April 15th, but you can also extend those 6 months, which pushes you all the way to October 15th. Now, if, for example, we get to January, February, March, we're starting to file our taxes, and you're evaluating your tax situation and you see that, well, you're going to have a hefty tax bill. One of the ways that you can defer income from taxation, meaning we can shelter it somewhat from taxation for a period of time, is you can fund a traditional or a pre-tax retirement account. Now, there are limitations depending on how much money you make and if you're enrolled in like a company's 401k plan. So we're not going to go into those specifically. So keep in mind that there are limitations. But in general, if it's time to file your taxes, you have a little bit of extra cash and you don't necessarily want to pay all of it in the form of a tax liability, you do have the option of funding an IRA for a previous tax year, for the previous tax year. And you can do that all the way up until the tax return filing date plus an extension. So if you extend your tax return to October and you don't file until then, you can actually fund a retirement account even up until that point. What that does is allows you to put in a contribution into the account. However, the deduction you receive in your income, because remember, this is pre-tax, so we're taking a current year tax deduction by putting this money into that retirement account. Now that's going to reduce your taxable income that you're currently working on for the tax year. And so even though it's going to be credited for the previous year, it's still going to affect your tax return for that year that you're filing your tax return, even though you're filing in the following year. So I know it can be kind of tricky, but it is something to keep in mind. One of those very last kind of checks after your tax return has been prepared and you're evaluating the numbers, or if you're working with a tax professional, bring this up to them. Make sure that if there is an opportunity for you to be able to put a little bit more money into a retirement account to help save something on taxes, generally it's worth it. But again, this is going to be specific to your situation. However, just keep in mind that there is some flexibility. You're not restricted to the December 31st deadline when you're trying to fund IRAs. All right, so that's the Fact versus Fiction for today. Thank you so much for listening. I'm your host, Jake Rivas. Be sure to follow me on social media by searching for @Jake's2Cents and check out the blog at jakes2cents.com. Have a great day.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Fixed insurance products and services offered through CES Insurance Agency. Actual performance and results will vary. These interviews do not constitute a recommendation as to the suitability of any investment for any person or persons having circumstances similar to those portrayed. Consult a financial advisor regarding your specific circumstances.